President Trump announced yesterday that he's canceling scheduled pay raises for federal employees, citing the need to limit government spending. The 2.1% raise was slated to take effect for nearly 2 million workers in January of next year. The decision, which exempts members of the military, is being criticized by Democrats, federal employee unions, and also by some Republicans. Kate Davidson is a reporter covering the Federal Reserve and U.S. economy for The Wall Street Journal. Kate, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, how and when were these scheduled pay raises put in place?
Well, the raises are automatic. They happen every year, and they're set to take effect on January 1st, 2019. And so what the president said yesterday is that he's scrapping those planned automatic increases.
And what reasoning did he give for doing that?
Well, he said, in essence, what he did in, with this letter to Congress is say that he's invoking his emergency authority. He's allowed to do this. And the rationale is essentially that it's an emergency. The president is allowed to do this in case of national emergency or serious economic conditions. And what he said was, you know, this is a time of rising, budget constraints. He didn't single out rising deficits, but that's sort of what, if you read between the lines, that's what he's suggesting is happening. And we need to rein in federal spending. This is one way to do it.
On the other hand, the president has been touting a very strong, robust economy that he says, you know, this isn't a blip. This is going to continue. So does that really square with using that reasoning?
No, exactly. That's what kind of makes this a little bit unusual. Certainly, President Obama, this is something, a tool that he used in 2009. He said that he was going to hold these pay increases at 2%. He didn't freeze pay, as President Trump is doing, but hold them at 2% because, of course, the economy was not doing so great then. Much different situation now. And right, we had the president just this week pointing to the latest GDP numbers, saying how strong they were. So it is a little bit odd timing there.
One group that won't be affected by this is members of the military. What happens with their salaries?
Right. They're set to get a 2.6% increase, and this order would only apply to civilian workers. There's about more than 2 million of those, so certainly a large number, but the military would not be affected.
And unions, not surprisingly, who represent federal workers have been saying that, you know, they're coming out against this. They've been very vocally critical of it. Do they have any recourse against this decision by the president?
Well, basically, at this point, the ball is in Congress's court. And so I think it is important to note that Congress is probably pretty likely to override this decision. The Senate has already passed a spending bill that would give federal workers a 1.9% raise, and that was passed on a bipartisan basis, 96-2. So overwhelmingly, the Senate is saying we should give federal workers an increase. Now, the House has to also pass a spending bill, and then the two sides, House and Senate, have to work together to combine the measure into one bill, and then the president has to sign it. So I think it's probably pretty likely that the House will come along and approve some kind of raise, and the president would have to then veto the bill if he felt so strongly that workers should not get this raise. So I think that unions probably know that it's likely that there'll be some kind of increase. But this is, you know, it's a really important message the president is sending about, you know, his view of the government and the federal workforce and what should be happening right now to them.
We're talking with Kate Davidson. She covers the Federal Reserve and U.S. economy for the Wall Street Journal. And we're talking about President Trump's announcement that he is canceling scheduled pay raises for federal workers. Do we have a sense, Kate, how much this would save the government if the president is able to get his way on this issue?
Yeah, so it was a little bit tricky. I tried to track down an accurate figure, and the White House didn't have one. OMB didn't have one. But I've seen some estimates say that it would be around $30 billion next year. And that's for the across-the-board pay increases. There's also something that's called locality pay, and there's a provision in federal law that essentially says federal workers ought to get comparable pay to what private sector workers doing the same jobs would get based on where they live. So, $50,000 is not the same in New York City as it is in Fish Creek, Wisconsin. So they make certain adjustments there. And the president also said he would get rid of the locality pay increase.
It also seems that not only does it depend, you know, how much someone in a similar job would be making in an area? Cost of living is very, very different in different areas. Is that part of the locality pay as well?
Yeah, exactly. It's all kind of factored into that.
So you said that Congress has a lot of say in this. What are we hearing from members of Congress about the president's announcement?
Well, perhaps not surprisingly, Democrats came out strongly against this yesterday. Many of them issued statements saying, pointing in particular to the tax cut that was passed late last year and saying, you know, we just passed this massive tax cut, and now we're turning around and we're arguing that, well, we need to really rein in spending. Of course, the tax cut, congressional scorekeepers have estimated that that would cost the government, could be more than $1 trillion over the next several years. So, you know, we just did this and now we're saying, oh, we're spending too much. We need to freeze pay increases for federal workers. So that's their argument. They're really unhappy about it. But interestingly, you know, we heard from at least one Republican who's facing a really tough reelection challenger right now in Northern Virginia, which, of course, right outside Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., a lot of federal workers live there. And that's Representative Barbara Comstock. She came out and said, hey, wait a minute, we shouldn't be getting rid of these pay increases. I think it's a politically difficult issue for her if her constituents are feeling like this is something that's being taken away from them. So she's a Republican who's in kind of a tough spot on this.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Kate Davidson covers the Federal Reserve and the U.S. economy for The Wall Street Journal. She talked with us about President Trump canceling scheduled pay raises for federal employees. Those would have taken effect in January. And a small correction when we were talking about where you can find information about roadways and flooding. The website is 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov.